need you all to close your eyes to begin with.
I know it's risky because I'm from South Africa and you never know what we're going to nick. But just close your eyes for a moment. And at the risk of being morbid, I want you to remember a time when you said goodbye to someone that you knew you weren't going to see again for a long time. Someone that you said goodbye. I just find closing your eyes helps you to put yourself in the scenario. So can you remember a time when there was someone that meant a lot to you who you were going to say goodbye to and you weren't going to see them for a long time? Now, think about the last conversation you'd have with them, the things that you'd say to them. Okay, open your eyes. Now, I'm guessing that there might have been a little bit of joking and banter and humor, but by and large, the moments around when someone who means a lot to you is not going to see you again for a while, the conversation is going to be about important things. That the last words you say to someone are things that really, really matter to you. Things that you think are very, very important. I still have a letter. When I left South Africa, one of the young guys who I'd come up through the youth group and had become part of the church and worked as a youth pastor in the church that we're a part of there. And as I left, he wrote me a letter. And the letter is so precious to me that I still have it. I still keep it in my desk drawer at home. And every now and again, I take it out and I look at it because of the things that we discussed there. And that is what is so great about the book that we're going to be looking at over the course of the weekend, because 2 Peter is a book written by Peter before he thought his time was up. He was under pressure from the authorities. He didn't know how much longer he had. And so what he wrote to the church were the things that were most important. And I think that's a really precious insight for us, because we can tell what mattered most to the Apostle Peter in his last letter to the church. The things that were of first importance, the things that concerned him, that worried him, the things that he thought the church really, really needed to hear. And I think a good summary of what we're going to look at comes right at the end of the book, which says this: "Therefore, dear friends, since you've been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless, and fall from your secure position, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." Now, essentially what he's saying is keep going. And the title of the weekend is keep growing. Really, because what I wanted to say, my title would have been keep going by keeping growing in your knowing. But I didn't think that was quite as catchy, so I just went for growing in Christ. But really, all of those things are true. That in that summary conclusion, Peter's saying, I want you guys to keep going. I was just reading today about, I think it was an article in The Spectator, and how if statistics go, and there's different ways to read this, but a worst case scenario, as the statistics go, the Church of England will no longer exist in 2033. As far as the decline, if it keeps going the way that it's going. An astonishing thought, isn't it? That among them would be people who were, okay, just nominal Christians, maybe just churchgoers, and when the tide of popular opinion goes against the church, maybe they've lost their enthusiasm and they were never really part of it to begin with. But among them will be those who at one point or another would have considered themselves Christians and now aren't walking with the Lord anymore. I used to be a part of St. Helens Bishopsgate in London, and I was on the associate scheme there for 2 years when I first came over. And it was a great privilege, and one of the things that we did was we went through every single book of the Bible, and we studied it in depth as we could in a 3.5-hour period each week, every single book of the Bible. And what we began to detect was a very significant theme, over and over and over again: how is it that we're to keep going? Perseverance, not falling away, holding on to the faith that you have. These are key themes in the Bible, all the way through, from beginning to end, especially in the New Testament. And so really what I hope to do is to take Peter's last testament, his final word, his departing letter, and try and bring home some of the emphasis of how it is that we're going to keep going. And so in chapter 1, we're going to look at the emphasis on growth. We need to keep growing in godliness. And in chapter 2, we're going to look at how we need to keep making sure that we know the gospel and are growing in our knowledge of the gospel so that we're not detracted by false teaching, not put off by false teaching. And then in chapter 3, in the last session, we're thinking about keeping going because Christ will come again. He will return. And there are two obstacles that Peter deals with. There's false teaching, but also there's false doctrine. And I think those things are going to be very, very important for us to consider in our own Christian lives. So in a nutshell, really what I hope and my hope and my prayer as I've been preparing for this is that we'll leave with a heightened sense of motivation and encouragement to keep going, and that we'll see and understand very clearly the best way for us to make sure that that happens. And so I hope you're encouraged as we look at God's Word together.